All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday, July 12th, 2014. Hope you're joining me either en route to the golf course or over a nice cup of coffee. Hopefully you're getting your golf on this weekend, that's for sure. Expecting a polar vortex this week, whatever that means, and pretty much sounds about right after the winter we had, and that in the middle of the summer we get a polar vortex, but we're supposed to be getting that sometime next weekend, so, or towards the end of the week, so not exactly sure what exactly that is for summer polar vortex, but make sure you get your golf in early and often this week, and we'll see what the end of the week has in store for us. Looking forward to talking to my guest this week, golf course architect Tripp Davis, who was nice enough to join us. He's been busy over at Oak Tree National, where he did some of the work there, and that is where the USGA is playing the Senior Open. Colin Montgomery's in the lead at minus six over Scott Dunlop and Gene Sowers and Bernhard Langer, who's at the top of just about every leaderboard. So I'm really looking forward to him, talking to him. He did some restoration work and has been doing work with Engineers Country Club, which I recently played. It's just absolutely beautiful. And he's done a number of things on Long Island. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him. But we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to golf course architect Tripp Davis. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
There's a fire. All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined now by golf course architect Tripp Davis. Tripp, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Some pretty hot weather over there in Edmond, Oklahoma. And how are you recovering from that?
Drinking some coffee. I don't think that's right, actually. I should be drinking plenty more water. It was pretty hot yesterday. I was out there for the afternoon for the most part, and followed Tom Lehman and Colin Montgomery and Rocco Mediate. And when they were on the back nine yesterday, it was getting pretty close to 100 degrees, so it was really warm. But that's Oklahoma in the summer. That's what we usually go through.
How does it feel? How special does it feel to have a USGA event, not just any USGA event, but a US Open, being played on a course that you did some restoration work on? How does that make you feel?
It's pretty cool. And I've been involved with Oak Tree for a long time in one respect or another. I played college golf at the University of Oklahoma, and so my freshman year there was in 1985, and my first qualifying round, or round that we played back in college to see who would get to play in the next tournament, my first round was at Oak Tree. I took a recruiting trip there in the fall of 1984, a couple months after Scott Verplank had won the U.S. Amateur there. So I've been around the place for a long time, and the golf course went through a lot of different changes. And they went through three different owners at one point as well, and Ed Evans and Everett Dobson bought the golf course in 07, and Everett and I are very good friends. And everybody, Scott Burplank, Bob Sway, Willie Wood, the guys that are touring pros that are members there, wanted to get the golf course back to what it was in the 80s after all the changes, and that's pretty much what we did. So, and it's turned out well. Everybody's, you know, been really pleased with it. You know, Curtis Strange said he thought it was one of the best golf courses in the country back in the, you know, 80s, and and he said we got it back to that. So it's been cool.
Yeah, that's excellent. At what point did you say to yourself, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life?
When I was about 11 years old.
Wow. You knew that early.
I grew up getting a chance to play a lot of the good. I grew up in Atlanta, and Atlanta's got a lot of very good golf courses, some very historic courses. And when I was a kid, East Lake, where they play the Tour Championship most every year now,
yep,
was not what it is now. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it run down. It was not owned by the same group that owns it now. It had not been renovated. It was operated on a shoestring budget, and it wasn't in the best part of town. And as a result, a junior member could play there for, I think it was $150, $200 a year. And I played there when I was a kid. And so, getting to play an old Donald Ross course when you're a kid will inspire you to understand what it is about golf courses that makes them interesting. And as a player, I never really was the best ball striker. And so I had to figure golf courses out strategically in order to compete well. And that's what I wanted to do. I thought at one point I might be able to play professional golf. I just didn't have the physical ability. So I ended up going back to school and getting my master's degree in landscape architecture after I played college golf and fought my way into the profession.
Well, you couldn't have been that bad of a ball striker. I mean, you were a member of the national championship Oklahoma team, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I was a really good putter, though.
Putting does make up for a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
What is it that you? What speaks to you about golf course architecture that you love so much?
Well, it's if you love the game, you really at some point you're going to develop an interest in how the golf course was designed. And what's fun for me is to be able to go out and be involved with work on golf courses, whether we're doing restoration work, which is most of what we do. Or if we're doing new courses, we've been fortunate since 08, the new course business in the country basically stopped in 08,
right,
2008, and we've been fortunate to do three new courses since then, but one was in Mexico and one was in China.
Mm-hmm.
And doing new courses is totally different. With restoration work, you're trying to put things back, you're trying to expose and find the strategic interest that was there, whereas with new golf courses, it's totally creating it.
Right.
And so in a lot of respects, I really enjoy doing restoration work because what you're doing is trying to not only recapture the style of the golf course, which really gets the most play and, it gets the most attention, but you're also trying to restore the intent that an A.W. Tillinghast or Donald Ross or Seth Rayner, Herbert Strong, or Charles Banks, that you're trying to expose and recapture what they did as it relates to the way the play of the game is impacted by design. And it's that's where I have a lot of fun, especially with existing golf courses. A lot of times, you're criticized for making a change, You know, sometimes you're praised for making a change, and you just have to take it all in stride and enjoy the process of bringing out both the style and the strategy of those older golf courses. It's just it's a lot of fun. It has its moments where it's not as much fun when you're in certain cases, but you know, I wouldn't trade it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, listen, there's whatever profession, there's always going to be some level of frustration, you know. But you mentioned a couple of the classic architects. Is there one that you find you going back or you think has more influence than others? Or do you have just a general appreciation for the history of golf course architecture and some of its standouts?
Well, I definitely have a general appreciation for it. I just think, you know, especially in a period between, you know, 1910, basically when, or 1908, when Walter Travis, you know, reworked Garden City, mm-hmm. on Long Island. That was kind of the start of a renaissance period in golf course architecture in it, that lasted until about the Great Depression. And most of the great golf courses in our country were built during that time frame. So I love a lot of the work on Long Island. Long Island is for pound for pound is you can't find a better place to study golf course architecture anywhere in the world. The golf courses there, even the ones that aren't as highly thought of on Long Island, are still some of the best in the country. They just they've got some very tough competition as far as course rating, you would say.
Yeah.
There in Long Island, but there's so many good golf courses there that they're not as appreciated by some people out there as well as they should be because of, you know, having to compete against a Shinnecock or a Garden City or an Engineers. Highly thought of courses around the country are not as well known out there as well. It's just such a great area for golf. But Herbert Strong is one of the golf course architects that I've studied a lot, and I wish he would have done more work. He didn't do much work. He did Engineers. He did Canterbury in Ohio. And he was one of the first pros at Inwood. And redid Inwood before they played the U.S. Open there. And overall, he just really didn't do a lot of work. But what work he did do was spectacular. And I think if he would have had a longer career and done more work, I think he would be thought of in the same vein as Donald Ross and Billinghast and Herbert and Seth Rainer.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you said that about Long Island. I mean, obviously, you know, I feel that way. But I think, you know, you're right. It's a special place, and I've had some guests on more than one occasion say that, like you said, pound for pound, it's some of the best golf in, you know, a 100-mile stretch of golf could compete with just about any 100-mile stretch of golf anywhere, with the exception of maybe or comparable to, as my guest put it, the Sandbelt area in Australia. Might give it some, you know, probably pretty good competition, but it's just, we're just lucky. It's an unbelievable stretch of land, and we're going to get to some of those golf courses on Long Island, but I need to get to my first break. You're listening to Golf On Par with Anthony Scorsia. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing, building, landscape firm serving Long Island for over 2 decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011, TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, re-gripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
Welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia, talking with golf course architect Tripp Davis. Tripp, you mentioned Long Island. You know, most of your work, when you look at your portfolio, is, off of Long Island and out of the state. But then you look at the some of the courses that you've worked with, on Long Island, it's a pretty stout list of golf courses: Deepdale and Lake Success and Meadowbrook, and then of course Engineers, which we're going to talk about. What was your connection to Long Island that you were able to come in and work with such prestigious venues?
Well, I was up playing at the Anderson Memorial at Wingfoot. It's a very good four ball tournament. Played in, first time I think was in 1998, and then 1999 or 2000, I was playing, and we were sitting out on the patio, and Eddie Gibstein, who was the greens chairman at Engineers at the time, was talking about some work that they had just had done to the golf course, and it didn't turn out really well, and he was kind of bad-mouthing golf course. So we knew each other, sort of. I mean, but he looked over at me and he said, "Oh, you're a golf course architect, aren't you?" And I said, "I am." And I think out of shame, he invited me to come over to the Engineers to look and see what had been done and maybe what we could do to help fix it. And so we did some work on the 8th green there. We rebuilt the 8th green there that fall. And that continued on to doing some work on the 9th green later that fall, and it went from there. I mean, the community of golf course superintendents and it's a tight knit group of people out there. And so, if you do good work with guys that are well liked on the island, you're going to get introduced to other projects. And so, we've worked with John Colon and Tom Fedora. Two superintendents that are among the best in the country over there on Long Island, and then with Lake Success it's kind of a close knit community, and so that's how things kind of progressed from there. It's been fun too, because it's led into us doing a little bit of work in New Jersey, which I've enjoyed. We're working at Spring Lake Golf Club down on the shore, and then at Rumson Country Club, which is sort of on the north side of the shore up there as well. So it's been fun.
How did you, what was it about Engineers that you've found? Because you've been working there a long time now, and you created this master plan, and how have you enjoyed working with a golf course, particularly with the intent of restoring it to a certain golden age of golf course architecture?
Well, frankly, when I got started working there, everything we did was, there was a specific problem they wanted addressed. And, the first thing was 8th green. The next thing was 9th green. There were a couple bunkers so this was in 1999, 2000, and it took me a while to, obviously the golf course speaks for itself, and as far as how interesting it is, the contour of the property, the topography, the roll, and some of the most interesting greens you'll find anywhere in the world. But you know, I didn't really appreciate the history of the golf course for a while. I mean, it was into the mid-2000s before I kind of really fully understand what we were working with. And it was a good learning experience for me to, when we're working on a golf course, to get to know that history and those nuances and those early on in the process. And so Stu LeBeau, the current greens chairman, and I were able to get the club to commit to doing a master plan and restoring the golf course back to what made it so special in the 1920s. You know, when it held the 1920 U.S. Amateur, Grant Wynn Rice, who was the preeminent golf writer in the country at the time,
sure,
noted that it was one of the top five golf courses in the country at the time. And, you know, that says a lot, because there were a lot of good golf courses in the country by that time. And so there's some history there. There's some uniqueness. There is that makes engineers really special, and the club is now behind wanting to restore the golf course so that when you go play it, you can feel, you can see, and you can experience what made it one of the best golf courses in the country in the 1920s. And that's something that not too many places anywhere in the world can, especially in, you know, in the U.S., can say and boast about.
Yeah, no, I agree, and you said it perfectly. You can feel the sense of history there. That's one of the things that I enjoyed the most about it, because you can sort of, you know, imagine, you know, some, you know, a top player in the 20s, you know, playing there, and you know, you could see how, you know, like you said, the greens can be downright diabolical at times. But you know, but you could understand why the green speeds were what they were then, and how hard that is to keep now. Because now it'd just be crazy if you were running at a, you know, a 13, you know, on some of those greens. Forget about it, because they're some pretty interesting complexes.
They are. There's a lot of slope in them, and a lot of people, you know, criticize them as being too severe. But when you study those greens, and as we have over the years now, they make sense.
Right.
They fit the holes that they're on. The slopes are not irrational. I've played a lot of modern golf courses that have less severity, but still very severe greens that don't make any sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you hit a shot into a green and the ball will react in a way that just doesn't fit within the play of the hole. And engineers, it goes both ways quite a bit.
Right.
In that I can play with an average player there, and Stu LeBeau and I actually played in the with one of the one day member guests a couple 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and we had a couple of his other guests that were there. We were constantly telling him, "All right, hit your chip shot here. Hit your approach shot up to here, and the green's going to swing the ball back into the hole location."
Right.
And so, you know, it can go both ways. If you miss it a little bit coming in, it can go the other way. But they make sense, because they do react in a way that you can use to play the game better. And they impact a penalty rationally within reason as to how you've missed a shot. Which is not something I can say about some, you know, modern golf courses with severe greens. They're severe for the art of being severe, whereas Herbert Strong did a, you know, masterful job of engineers crafting these so that they were strategically interesting and strategically varied enough to where it works. You know, and a lot of the old great golf courses are that way, that do have some severity in the greens. Wingfoot is a great example of greens that can be severe at times, but if you know how to use those greens, Tillinghast did a great job there of allowing you to work the ball off slopes, into pin locations, and so forth.
Yeah, and, you know, there's got to be a there's got to be a penalty for not hitting it in the right spot, and so you know that has to play a factor in too. I like the way you said that. They do make sense, you know, when you think about it, and it's just a fabulous experience. I got to get to one more break, but we'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We're talking with Trip Davis, golf course architect. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Listening to golf course architect Trip Davis, who's done a number of restorations on Long Island, Deepdale, Lake Success, Meadowbrook, and engineers. Your favorite part about working on a historical course like engineers has been what, Trip?
You know, being amongst that history, it's like going to, you know, historic sites. If you go to the Washington Monument or you go to, you know, some historical church, for instance,
mm-hmm.
there's that feel, that reverence of being around something of significance. And that's one of the most interesting parts or fun parts about doing historic restoration is being around is having that feel of reverence for what you're around. Most of those clubs too have great memberships, and so, you know, different from doing a new golf course when, you know, you're dealing with a handful of people in the process and you interact with really only a handful of people in the process. When you're doing restorations, you know, there's an opportunity to interact with a great deal of the membership. And you know, like I said, most of these clubs have great memberships and great people to, you know, to be a part of. And, you know, some of my best friends I've developed, I've met and spent time with while we do these. So those are the two things, really, being around some place that, you know, there's a sense of history and you have this feel of reverence for what you're doing, and then being around the people that are associated with those clubs.
Yeah, it, you know, engineers, like you said, is it's a special place, and, you know, it's like a time capsule, if you will. You did a fantastic job doing a fantastic job as the work continues to go on. You know, thank you for being part of the program today. Thank you for what you've done at Engineers and other courses on Long Island. And at a time where the industry is difficult, where, you know, we're very happy that you're still making a name for yourself and doing well with your design company.
Well, I appreciate being on, and I appreciate the good thoughts. I really enjoy spending my time, the time I spend on Long Island, and hope to get to do it for quite a bit longer, and hope to get to play with you guys and some of the great courses up there for a good while to come.
Yep, and make sure when next time you're back on the island, you give me a ring.
I will.
You'll be giving me a lot of strokes, just so you know.
Well, I don't get to play as much as I used to.
Oh, still,
my
here we go.
Reputation doesn't mean I shouldn't give it. I should get shots myself.
All right, we'll continue this negotiation on the first tee. But I got to get going. Thanks again, Trip.
All right, take care.
Take care. That was Trip Davis, a golf course architect. Thanks for joining me, folks. Really appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll get you next week. Enjoy the golf.